This is a level 2 blue thinking type iris, the classic one if you will. It is evidenced by the freckles or dots or sora in the eyes. These pigmentations act like focused points of energy, a constricted form of energy that stimulate the mind, thinking, words, so the need to explain things, the need to understand things, and an attention to detail. So these types are the more left brain, analytical, controlled, methodical. We call this pattern masculine because it is on a mission. It has a reason for it. It wants to understand it and explain it. It's usually well-read. It feels safe with more information and understanding things. It's visual in nature or visual intake, so it wants to see what's happening so it can then register it in the mind and create an understanding. When it doesn't understand something, it can get highly frustrated, and we'll go into that in a minute. Its core qualities include the need to be right, the need to know and understand, the need to take a stance and a position. This iris is all about right and wrong. It is a good communicator. It generally has very strong opinions about things, being well-read, intelligent. It may understand a whole lot of things. It may focus in one particular area, but it's going to gravitate towards sciences and those things that create high mental storage capacity and large hard drives in their mind. These dotted pigmentations are very important in their precise locations, and this is where we use the iris positions chart later. And in some of the four-ups, I'll go through and explain to you how some of those positions are affecting the overall personality. Here we want to focus on the shape and the color of them. The darker pigmentations, the one in this eye at about 6:30 or just to the left of the 6 o'clock position, is a more dark brown. They can get absolutely black, which to me means they're more transgenerational and the pattern's been happening in the family history for a number of generations. When they're the lighter orange, they're more present generation. When they're the small pinpointed ones, if you go to the sora right next to the big blob at 5:30, you'll see a smaller dot. There's one at the 8:30 position. Then there's two above it that are slightly more diffused. So the more focused, constricted ones are pinpoints of energy, and they generally will block, and in some ways they can activate an area of the eye. So we'll explore some of that. When this type gets stressed, it's because we haven't talked about really the bed of the beautiful white fibers that sits on top of these eyes. And these fibers create a sensitivity to the environment, like cat whiskers or a satellite dish. So they take in everything. So this type of person moves out into the world and they naturally are sponges that are sucking up the energies that are all around them. And then when they take in, the body takes in this information, the mind instantly wants to categorize it, label it, put a name on it, understand it, and then think of all of the past times that anything has happened according to what this information represents, and then decide if it's safe or not to move forward or how to deal with it. So the lines in this case represent their sensitivity and their intuition. We'll talk about that in a minute. But back to this thinking type, because they have a need to be right, when they get stressed, they tend to interrupt. They want to be in control. They take action, they take charge, they can use judgment and criticism and authority as a means to control or influence another. They get really hardcore, they can get rigid, they can go inside and get very kind of inward and overwhelmed. This can create different kinds of anxiety, over-mentalization, panic attacks. Most of the, a lot of personality, schizophrenia type mental disorders and mind-oriented disorders are akin to this type. This type tends, when it gets stressed, the nervous system tends to become overactive. They're going to crave caffeine and stimulants to stimulate the mind to try to go faster than all of the stresses that their body's carrying. because their big lesson in life is to learn how to let go and allow, trust things below and out of their head, trust their bodies, trust their hearts in the long term. To get down into the body is a big challenge for them because it's a place of the unknown. And this pattern likes to know and understand and not go to those places. Yet, as it evolves and grows, and the beauty of this is to engage consciously in processes of letting go, yoga, meditation, getting a massage, receiving of any kind. There are all kinds of forms of lessons where this one can learn to get down into its body, feel what's happening, not have the need to control and understand everything, but to more go into the spontaneous moment so that the gift of the white fibers, which is their intuition, can begin to lead them, not the rational thinking of the mind, which can be self-centered and not very big and expansive at times if they haven't done their work. So they can be self-centered and narcissistic and all that other good stuff. When this one decides to open the heart and move more into the body, then it allows itself the experience of feelings, which then gets it out of its head into its body where it can find deeper realizations and truths. And its gift is the ability to know things without having to prove them, understand them, be perfect, be right, because this one, when it gets imbalanced, can also go into all those behaviors of needing to earn, prove, or be perfect. Is a very big part of this structural pattern. So when they learn the lessons of going into the body, they let go of those kinds of controls and conditions and begin to move more into the present moment of allowing and feeling and not judging everything, so they can go to a new level of truth and understanding through their body's wisdom, not the knowledge and linear thinking of their mind. So let's look at some examples of this type. Here we have four levels of the more classic kind of a thinking type in blue. And one of the big things that we want to look at is always how they process, where that autonomic nerve ring is, and are they more introverted and extroverted. Because of the very nature of the mind and how it works, the mind is an inward process. So it's much more common to see thinking type people with a more introverted iris structure because it's more conducive to that kind of thinking process. And it's more common to see the other opposite type, their emotional type, as more extroverted. And so here are some examples. The images on your lower left are probably the most extroverted of all of them. And yet, that is a lot of extroversion for this type of eye. Where you look at the blue one, well, they're all blue, but the ones just above it in the upper left-hand corner, and you can see how there's a lot of white and there's a lot of energy around the pupil. And what that's doing, it's like connecting with the physical world, which is the outer section of the eye, is going to be more a challenge for this person. They're going to be more comfortable in their cave, thinking and analyzing data, studying something, learning about something. They could be off in a corner just reading a good book. So how they express those thinking qualities are radically affected by that ring. The other thing that affects the personality and not just the thinking type are these iris positions. And as we move to this pair on the upper right, we'll see this eye that has kind of the orange ring going around the pattern I call the wall, which is the rust-colored ring encompassing the autonomic nerve wreath, which is making it difficult for them to express. They feel like they're kind of in a prison or behind a wall. But yet, if we look down at the bottom of these eyes, particularly in the right one, you'll see a lot of that darker blue area that has to do with perfection that's right next to the area of the self-esteem. Many of the patterns in the thinking type eyes are dealing with self-images or self-esteem. Look to the pattern on the left, that upper left that we were just at, and you'll see a big Sora right there in that same position, just to the inside of the 6 o'clock position. This type is very concerned about their identity, how the world sees them. Those neurogenic fibers create the sensitivity of caring about how everybody sees them. And so they want to be right, and in this case, they need to be perfect, have high expectations on themselves, which kind of limits them until they can see beyond some of those patterns. And if we continue to look in that right eye, we'll see a big anger pattern at about the 8 o'clock position right at the periphery, which is an anger towards authority. And many times this thinking type will develop difficulty with the father and with authority as a way to push it over into its right brain, evidenced by the pupil having a larger dilation in the left eye. So this pattern is a movement to the right brain, trying to get it out of its head, into its body, into expression, into feelings, into letting go, and finding some freedom to get out of the worrisomeness of the mind. Go to the lower left, and we have a pattern that's doing something a little bit opposite. We've got plenty of the dots. They're more diffused in this case, so they're tending to block energy in these areas rather than be focused points of maybe trauma or difficulty or a block of energy. This one, however, has a bigger pupil in the right eye on the left side of the screen. And so that's telling me that this person is trying to heal the patterns of criticism and judgment from the father, feeling less than, and they're trying to build a new confidence or strength and gain a new identity through some kind of experience that's not in their head, that's connected to this earth and their bodies. So they're wanting to increase their self-confidence, worthiness, you could even say. They're learning that they don't have to prove or earn things, they don't have to be perfect, and that who they are as a person is a beautiful thing. And as we move to the lower right, we see a semi-introverted eye with a ring around it, making it difficult to express. This is an interesting pair of eyes, because in the lower right-hand eye on the screen, which is the left eye, you'll see a big pattern of Sora kind of on the edge of a lacuna-type experience. And you've got an anger with the mother and difficulties with the mother. There are deep implications of this if you're the thinking type person and you had difficulty with your mother, because the mother is generally where this type gravitates to, whether you're a man or a woman, because the mother represents the feminine. The feminine is the heart, the feelings, and the body, which is, remember, the long-term lesson about getting out of the head and into the heart. So that becomes an important medicine for you, that feminine energy. This is a classic, you know, Zeus or John Wayne seducing Marilyn Monroe. And so this is the warrior that's on the mission, that's wanting to soothe his body and his heart and needs a respite, but he's on a mission, so he can't rest long because he's got a job to do and something to prove, and he needs to get it done now and get it done right. So this type, when it does get down into its body and its feelings, then it begins to let go of the need to know and understand everything and can move more into the present moment and use the high levels of intuition and sensitivity they have to respond in the moment to any given stimuli, not act out of a past reactive state or the way they used to do it in the past. They break those old habitual patterns and they live more in the joy of the present moment.